KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Water and Sanitation says water disruptions should soon be a thing of the past in some areas in eThekwini. Deputy Minister David Mahlobo says access has been restored in some of the affected parts.
Around Kwaqhimba, the package plant is working and our people are having water. By December this year, all those communities, the 7 megaliters will be working.
eThekwini and Johannesburg have been particularly hard hit by water challenges, with issues cropping up every week. Mahlobo says the rainy season will boost levels in our supply systems. The Deputy Minister was speaking about water security in the National Assembly yesterday.
To the people of eThekwini, around Hazelmere Dam, it has started raining. You will have the water accumulating in the system. The Natlie Dam, that has issues of algae. As we speak right now, Umngeni Water is able to treat that particular algae, you will be in a position to receive water.
Higher Education and Training says it's looking at ways to provide job opportunities to students in rural areas to reduce the need for them to relocate to urban areas for work. The department's teaming up with the private sector to expand opportunities for TVET students. According to the latest unemployment stats, nearly 5 million young people are without a job. Speaking to Newswatch, Deputy Minister Mimi Godnwe says Old Mutual has come on board.
I'm very excited about this partnership, and I really hope that is the first of many partnerships that will be targeted at providing the necessary support for learners in rural TVET colleges like their urban counterparts. I would also like to see a partnership that is targeted towards learners that are living with disabilities, because I'm worried about the unemployment rate of people living with disabilities in our country.
The country's sugarcane harvest is expected to be 10% lower this season due to dry conditions. That's what the SA Cane Growers Association has projected. The organization's Higgins and Glooley says the total crop yield could dip below 17 million tonnes, down from the usual 18 million. He says while the local demand for sugar will be met, exports will be lower. Glooley believes diversifying into sustainable aviation fuels could help boost production and return to pre-sugar tax production levels.
SACM Growers request that the government honors its prior commitment to consult the entire sugar sector about the ongoing impact of the sugar tax. The sugar tax is not supported by any evidence. Since its introduction, the sugar tax has not promoted health outcomes in South Africa. Instead, it has destroyed jobs.
And incoming U.S. President Donald Trump has confirmed Elon Musk will lead the Department of Government Efficiency. The tech billionaire will work alongside former Republican primary candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. Trump has said in a statement that the pair will pave the way for the new administration to dismantle bureaucracy and restructure federal agencies. It's also rumored Marco Rubio will become America's top diplomat. The senator voted against a multi-million pound aid package for Ukraine earlier this year. Expect a high of 24 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 21, Richards Bay 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.